This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our studio in Washington, the DJV crowd without GJ. But I think having Warren Eckstein here, your animal's best friend, is a good way. I found something here that really strikes a chord with people. Warren is one of my best broadcast friends. I don't even remember. Oh, I do remember when we met, actually. The first week, you probably don't remember this. The first week that I was on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, it was December of 1993. And Bob Kay, who is now my general manager, but at that time was the program director at KABC, he said, let's go out to, Warren's doing a remote someplace. I don't know, it was in Pasadena, if I remember correctly. For some reason, it was on a sound stage, so maybe it wasn't in Pasadena. But I remember walking up to you. You had a table and all kinds of stuff there. It was on it, and there were dogs all over the place. And it was for some local pet store, because you were doing both the show for KABC at the time and I think the national program. But anyway, the point is that you were you're actually pretty funny. You have this dry, you have a what is there? I can say this because I believe you and I are good friends. You have this sort of almost wry dryness to you, and you don't realize when you're, people say this about me too, maybe that's why we're friends. I don't understand when I'm being funny. I don't think you understand when you're being funny, but you are. You have a and how, what a wonderful way to put things together, because people love folks who are warm and friendly, and what could be better than a warm, friendly guy who loves dogs and cats and animals? You're the perfect, it's no wonder women are falling all over you every place you go.
Oh yeah, I can't beat them away. It's unbelievable. But you know, it's interesting that you said that, but when you're talking about a subject like animals, it's, you know, there are people out there that like animals and talk about them, but this is my life, this is my passion, so when I talk about them, I guess everything inside of me comes out, and I don't hold anything back, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will tell you, just to sort of bring that around full bore, I keep talking about this constellation program that I'm involved in, because it's helping me find out so much about me, and therefore about what goes on in my mind and my life. And we were talking about my best friends yesterday, and narrowed it down, in fact, to three people. Three women who have been my best friends over the course of my life. And one of them was Charlotte. Without question, without a doubt, she was as the, maybe the most supportive being in my life. And how many people, when you realize that, think about it, analyze the people that you've been closest to in your life, or the beings, and see if you can't, some of those of you who really get your relationship with your dog, well, maybe it's any kind of a pet, but in this circumstance, we're talking about the dog. Do they not prove to be, if they really are into you, if you found the right pet, the right friend, the right furry friend? We were talking about how I remember how to spell friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. A friend is a friend till the end. And I figured that I'd only have three people, maybe even only two, who have been my friend consistently. And so Charlotte certainly is there. And I wonder how many, I ask that question of those of you who are listening, when you think about your friends, your really good friends, do they give the right meaning to the word friend?
facade.
Well, you know, there's no facade, Doug. You know, when you're working with a dog or a cat, they're honest. You know, a dog's not going to buy you a drink and call you an SOB when you leave the bar. He's not giving you a drink first. So the bottom line is, when you're dealing with animals, there's that honesty. I think that's what I appreciate more than anything in the world, is the honesty and the concept that they're asking for nothing in return.
No, they want to please. But by nature, dogs have found endless ways to prove themselves useful to you. I mean, Charlotte, although I think bulldogs were sort of trying to, they were aimed at or bred to help with livestock. I mean, their legs are so short, there's not much you're going to do there, but that's what the name bulldog comes from. But a lot of dogs on the farm certainly keep, protect the crops from certain prey. How many of you have dogs that have kept intruders out of your home just by the bark?
There's nothing kind of we've asked them to do. In other words, with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up on the 15th, I spent a lot of time there with the search and rescue dogs, and they just wanted to keep going. One of the dogs I talk about, and I hate to get off on a tangent here, one of the German shepherds that I worked with at 9/11 was one of the dogs belonged to the NYPD, and as you know, I was called in by them to help them out. And the bottom line is, this was the first German shepherd on the job. He was the first one there after the attack, cut four of his paws, went home with the officer that night. The officer was getting ready to leave for work the next morning. The dog went absolutely nuts, would not let the officer work without taking him back. They bandaged the legs, and the dog went right back searching for people. That's how amazing these animals are.
And they really are.
And I don't think we give them anywhere near enough credit. But I see some of the dogs that are work. And dogs, there are, you know, the expression working like a dog. There are plenty of dogs who are in service, like the one you just described. I know there are a lot of dogs that are now in service to people who have been veterans that have lost legs and arms and things like that. You see
and
more
traumatic
and more of
them. Brain injury, PTSD, dogs have been, they've done phenomenal work with them.
I work with a group now that does nothing but specifically work with dogs. That, in fact, they work with dogs specifically for veterans coming back with PTSD. But also, more important than that, the organization is also, and I'm excited about this, one of my close friends, her son, returned from Afghanistan, was a canine handler, and I kind of guided him a little bit. He came home, and he's going to be reunited before Christmas, and he hasn't seen the dog since he left Afghanistan. And he's going to be able to adopt the dog, which is a great new change in some of the laws, which is fantastic.
Yeah. That's been a change that a lot of people have been lobbying for, allowing the handlers to adopt the dog when they're no longer in service.
They ought to be able to.
Yes, absolutely.
They ought to be able to. Isn't that what the movie Mac is about?
Well, the movie Max was based on one of my friend's dogs. It was based on Saxon. Saxon, a German shepherd that was just with me in Sedona doing an appearance for a Veterans Memorial. And it was interesting. Saxon was the dog that the movie was based on. The dog was shot through the head, was also blown up, has partial ear. And I worked with him on a Saturday, and he passed away Tuesday.
Oh, no.
And he was driving from Sedona, Arizona, back to New Mexico and had a heart attack. But you know what? The dog had an incredible life. The dog did amazing stuff. And even after his service, what he was doing now was working with wounded warriors, helping them get back into society.
All right, Warren Eckstein is with us here. And Victoria has a training question for Warren in just a moment. I think it'll apply to a lot of you. Stand by, 14 after the hour.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Granger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Granger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Granger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Granger's got your back. I love Granger. You know why? Because Granger's got my back. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. for the ones who get it done.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are. Americans who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of One Minute.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right, 17 after the hour, Victoria Keelan has a training question for Warren Eckstein. So what kind of a dog are we talking about? What are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve?
This is our little puppy, Bentley. We rescued him. He's a Sato from Puerto Rico, so he was a stray. And he and his whole pack, his whole litter, we rescued them, and they've all been rehomed, or they never had a home, so they now have forever homes. So I'm wondering if there's a different way to approach training a dog who, from the first 7 months of his life, he was just a stray on the streets. Because our biggest problem is he's eaten the couch, he's eaten the rugs, he's eaten the curtains, and he ate a chair. So, and he's little. But how do we differentiate between a toy that he's allowed to chew and the furniture that he's not allowed to chew?
Well, let me first explain what not to do. Very often when people see the dog chewing the couch or chewing a shoe, they'll take it away and say, don't do that, and they'll hand the dog a toy of his own. What you just said is anytime you want a new toy, go chew the couch or go chew a shoe. You're rewarding that bad behavior. Mm-hmm. So the best way to resolve the issue is, number one, is to rotate the items in the house. This was a stray dog, so we didn't have toys to play with. He had to chew when he was teething on whatever was around. So my recommendation is increase the exercise, number one. Rotate the toys every other day. Put down six on Monday, pick them up, put new ones down on Tuesday, put the old ones back on Wednesday. Use some of the bit of products that are available on the market as well, and make sure that when you leave the dog, because that's generally when chewing takes place, is when you leave the dog.
Yes.
Don't make a big deal out of leaving. The second biggest lie in the world is people telling their dog they'll be right back.
Don't
say goodbye. Listen, dogs are smart. When you pick up your keys, he knows when you pick up your purse, you're leaving for a long time. Go out of the house a few times without the keys, without the purse, and come right back in. He'll get the idea, I promise.
When I would go to California and leave, and she'd see my bags getting packed, she'd go, you could tell her attitude, she'd turn her away from me.
Our pug just jumped in our suitcase.
Yeah. That's my dog jumps in my suitcase. I found the stuff I find in my suitcase, little dog toys, a little piece of biscuit, a little this, a little that.
But she would always, if I wasn't taking her with me, and I couldn't always take her with me to go back and forth, and so she would sit there with her back to me, and then when I came home, she would almost jump out the door.
You guys just had a very, very special, you're allowed to have, you can love all your dogs that you live with in your life, but you're allowed one special one. Charlotte was yours.
In the minute we have left, Victoria mentioned the stray from Puerto Rico. When I go to Colombia, there's stray dogs everywhere. I mean, how many countries are like the United States? I would imagine some European countries. And what do these third world countries who just have stray animals all over the place try to do about them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because many countries are even more advanced than we are, especially the European countries. For example, in England, it's against the law to declaw a cat or cut a dog's ears. In terms of South America and some of those third world countries, there are organizations now in this country trying to get together to go into those countries and really aid the animals. I know there's a lot of rescue taking place in Puerto Rico, a lot of rescue I'm dealing with taking place in Mexico, and I think it's going to go further down towards South America as well.
All right. Also, good work and good information. Lots of help from Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend, thepetshow.com, and his Hugs and Kisses mineral and vitamin line, hugsandkisses.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You had to speed it up.
I think I did. I thought
I just said something. Freddie Mercury.
Let me try the other one, see if it's any better.
Okay.
Let's just hit the other button and close it down.
I kind of like the other one better. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That was different. Anyway, celebrating Freddie Mercury and Queen, Craig and Richie. 24 after the hour. All right, so why are we playing this? Well, because we want you to know that guitarist Brian May of Queen says an asteroid in Jupiter's orbit has been named after Freddie Mercury. We already have a planet named after him. What more does he want? Right? Yeah, Mercury.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big problem.
This one's in the Jupiter orbit, right? Which Jupiter's been in the spotlight lately.
Yeah. Well, Jupiter, all the planets are really messy, especially where Mars is in retrograde. But this summer has been awful. That's why there's been so much war.
I don't mean astrologically. I mean astronomically. I mean, Jupiter is in the spotlight lately because the new probe that's following it. What's it called? I forget the name of it.
Juno.
Juno, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know which one.
Juno.
Juno, man.
Juno. What nationality was Freddie Mercury?
British.
British.
Was he?
They're all British, yeah.
He would have been 70 today. Brian May says, what?
That's so wild that Freddie Mercury would have been 70. That's so crazy.
All right, but Richie, by the way, introduced me to Freddie Mercury. I never knew, even though I played Queen's records when I was at the alt rock station when I was a kid playing music, I don't remember Freddie Mercury from Adam for some reason or other. I don't know. It never registered with me.
I introduced my kids to it, and my son Sean, the other day we're riding around listening to his favorite song is Don't Stop Me Now. The first one we played was a little
fast. I love that song.
He's like, I want to go see them in concert.
Aww.
And I was like, well, Freddie Mercury is not going to be there, but they do have other singers that and they do tour still.
Yeah, but Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert. So if they come around again, I'm taking them to go see Queen.
I have a friend who saw them and said it's totally worth it. I mean, it's not Freddie, but it's totally totally worth it, and it's a great show.
Yeah.
The International Astronomical Union's Minor Planet Center has designed an asteroid, designated an asteroid discovered back in 1991, the year of Freddie Mercury's death, as asteroid 17473 Freddie Mercury. All right, 17473 Freddie Mercury. Let's see, Brian Mays has a doctorate, by the way, in astrophysics, in case you didn't know that. Says the newly named asteroid is just a dot of light, but a very special dot of light, and recognizes Mercury's musical and performing talents. So, let's see. I want to have a star named after me. I go to the International Star Registry for $54. I can get a star named after me.
I know. Do you want me to do that for you?
Yeah,
you know, I always like to find you good birthdays.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Really
want a star?
And we'll get you one right behind some big asteroid.
Behind Uranus.
Yeah.
I mean Uranus.
Doug, there you are, right behind Uranus.
Yeah, that big asteroid. All right, there's some fossils. Speaking of asteroids.
Speaking of my birthday.
History. Fossils in Greenland. Maybe the oldest fossils ever found.
No.
As before the passing of Phyllis Schlafly this past weekend.
Aww.
Anyway, fossils are not the remains of the kind of bacteria that was in evidence, but stuff that was bigger and things that formed colonies. The oldest fossils prior to this were 3.5 billion years old, but the genetic evidence here argues that life on Earth started 4 billion years ago.
Isn't that cool?
New fossils are getting scientists closer to verifying when life began on our planet. Not when life began, because I have maintained for years and years and years that life came from other places. And that's what they're figuring. You know, they grab these comets and they examine them and they see little bits and pieces of life there. And that's, you know, floating all around the universe. So anyway, the oldest fossils, and they're not here. 28 past the hour.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know what your handwriting says about you? Does it really reveal your personality? Probably so. Think about it. Words spin around in your brain, find themselves soaked in all of your quirks and traits, and then they pop out of your hand. Here's the science of it. First, note the slant of your handwriting. If it slants to the right, you're emotional. If it slants to the left, you're rather pent up, perhaps even a little retentive. It takes a lot to get emotion out of you. Is your handwriting large? Well, you've got an ego you want to show to the world. You want to be noticed.
I'm a genius.
What about your handwriting's pressure? Does it go through 3 pages, look like pent-up anger?
I'm as mad as hell.
Dot your eyes with flowers. I just stop doing that.
You're a neo-maxi-zoom dweeby.
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have something to hide, you better print. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Well, I'm talking a lot about school and stuff, but I think during the course of the week, and maybe even through next Monday, there'll be a lot of conversation about September 11th, because whether you
15 years, right?
Realize it or not, it's the 15th anniversary of the attacks. And what will that mean to us in our discussion and our mental attitude? Where do we go with this? One of the things that I think is obvious is that the unity that we so universally felt in our country because the attack pretty much brought us, even though it brought us to our knees in a way, but it brought us together in a way also that I had never experienced as an American. That's just a faint memory as far as I'm concerned now. I don't see that there's a lot of unity in our country. I see Black Lives Matter and White Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter and Green Lives Matter and Purple
Black Olives Matter.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I love Black Olives.
Yeah, well, there you go. But it's just not
that
the same.
That was the best thing
America.
To come out of 9/11. There were a couple of things. One, watching the heroes that came out of 9/11, because from tragedy comes heroes, right?
Yeah.
But that feeling after it was over, where we were all still scared, we were shell-shocked, but everybody was together. I remember when they did the come out in your front yard and hold a white candle. Do you remember that?
Yes.
A few days afterwards. Yeah. And I remember coming out into my yard and not being the only one that I saw up and down the street standing there, even in California, standing up and down the street with these white candles. And it just, that feeling of togetherness, I mean, that was the best thing that came out.
Yep, sure was. Well, let me take a deep breath and think about
how quickly we forget, right?
Yeah. Really, that's true. And you can see it now everywhere. Look at the election year politicking, the way, the tone of the people that are running for office, the fact that Congress is back. You know that they haven't been in session for 7 weeks?
Yeah.
Some people say, oh, that's good because they can't screw things up. But think about what they get paid and what they're supposed to be doing. They're all out politicking. They're all running for re-election, and so they set it up for themselves so that they have 7 weeks off to go out and run. And they're not going to be in Washington much between now and November. They won't. They'll be out, and they'll be running around, and they'll leave things on the table.
And although, they're going to say it's because we're sort of in a lame duck mode.
Yeah. Well,
this is why people are going bananas about who to vote for, because now you brought up 9/11, and most of these people that we're talking about here have used 9/11 in some way or some form to use it against their opponents, their other parties. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it kind of, when you think on politics about how we use tragedies like this to, you know, impact what we want to try to sell to people, it's just, it's kind of gross.
Mm. Well, it's like Doug's comment about, you know, how politicians love to stand there in front of a bunch of veterans. They're not doing crap for the veterans,
yeah.
But, you know, they want the photo op. And that happens on both sides. Everybody does it. It's, you know, it's sad. It's very sad.
So the CDC is going to go to Congress for more money for the Zika zone.
Yeah.
Because the Zika funds are running dry. Not to mention the fact, okay, so there are those who would tell you the outbreak is serious. There's a problem with getting spread around. We've got to spray for it. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then the drug company said, well, we're not going to do this because according to our research, it'll all be gone in a couple of years and it'll take us 2 years to get things through the FDA. So what did they do? Well, the FDA on Friday said, we're going to fast track a Zika zone vaccine so that people can get shot. Hello. Build up your immune system and forget the shot. Just get a strong.
Well, I don't think that doesn't work. That does not work.
It works with the non-female. It works if people. It does. It will work. I'm not talking about what happens if you get in your system and you're pregnant or you get pregnant. That you're right. But I'm talking about.
If your male partner gets it and sexually transmits it to you, I mean, you know, just because you have a good immune system, that you're not going to beat Zika.
There are two things in consideration here. One, what happens if you are a female and you're going to get pregnant or you are pregnant? That's something that your immune system, you're right, is the compromised immune system or not, you're still going to have a problem.
Right.
But generally speaking, the normal impact of a Zika bite on someone who's not worried about being pregnant is about a two-day cycle of feeling like they got the flu.
Right.
That's what and if you have a strong immune system, you ward that off. So thank you for asking me to clarify. Or suggesting, you didn't say it, but you pointed out the weakness in the 100% portion of my argument, so that it's only good for about 80% of my argument.
I think it's a little less than that, but okay.
Oh. Well, maybe 50-50 men and women.
I'll meet you halfway.
But not every woman is going to be pregnant or get pregnant.
No, of course not.
So
no.
That's, you know, so maybe 70%, give me 70, 75%?
65.
Okay. 65.
All right.
Do I hear 67?
She drives a tough deal, this one over
there. She does. Speaking of that, the hurricane season is in full force. Ask the Hawaiians all the preparation they made, and that hurricane fizzled out. The Hurricane Hermine and its impact on Florida.
Did you have to do preparation H for Hermine? Hey, she's about to go on vacation. She's allowed. Just let her.
Come on, preparation.
Jennifer's going to Hawaii tomorrow, so that'll be the end of her for about 10 days. You're going to be back in time for me to be? Will you be back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be back Friday, so I'll be in town just as you're. We'll tag team at the airport. I'll see you right home.
That'll be nice. So now that Hurricane Hermine is basically, we're having a nice drenching rain here on the farm this morning. A couple of more hours of that, and the sun will be out by afternoon, and that's the end of the hurricane here. But it did affect people south of where Richie is, all the way down the coast into. Well, there's a lot of damage done. Now, there's a new one. Hurricane. Let's see, what's the name of this new hurricane? This is one that's headed toward the Baja, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. They're actually giving us warnings in California about this one.
Yeah, it's starting, it's bearing down on Los Cabos now, mm-hmm. So it'll go up the coast.
But if you live in Arizona, and I know that we have some people who listen in Arizona, but I guess southern Arizona is supposed to get some trouble from the storm, too.
Yeah, which is unusual, given the fact that we don't see too much. I mean, I never referred to hurricanes in the Pacific as hurricanes before. That just started. It used to be typhoons and cyclones and stuff. And now
I never even think of hurricanes. I just think of hurricanes as an East Coast and Caribbean thing.
Yes,
yeah,
right. Yep, yep.
Definitely Mexico. I would be in Cabo, and it is about this time. We usually would go to Cabo like in October and April. October was always terrible. And I've been there. I've ridden out a few hurricanes in Cabo. They get beaten up quite a bit, and it's not uncommon for them to get maybe one or two a season even.
What are you riding? When you're riding it out?
Oh, a big pool float.
Yeah, that would be the place to be.
Right? Yeah.
Notice how warm the air gets. Yesterday, I noticed that I was working outside. It became, as the storm, or the entrails of the storm, we had a nice sunny day yesterday, but it got humid fast. And the air doesn't feel like summer humidity. You know what I mean? It feels like fall humidity. There's something about, and who knows, I know how to describe it, but I bet most of you can identify with what I'm saying. It is a different, the air just feels different, the hurricane air. It's an entirely different feel than any other air mass, unless you think I'm crazy. But I've always thought that since I was a kid, I felt like the air was different around a hurricane. I'm getting no support from my pals.
Well, we didn't get a hurricane here, so I don't know what the air would have felt like.
No, you can feel the you didn't get it, but you can feel the difference. The air around the hurricane,
it does get really, really heavy.
Changes. Again, that's a good way of putting it.
I've only been through like two hurricanes, both of them in Cabo, and the one that was actually the worst, I went out as we were kind of in the eye of the storm, because it gets really calm, really super heavy, and it does, you're right, the air just feels sort of like it's sitting on you.
Mm-hmm. That's
I think you need to reevaluate when you go to Cabo, because it's weird to be caught in one hurricane in Cabo, but you had two.
It's because I would go, we have friends who owned a house there, and so for years, we would go twice a year, and October is hurricane season, so we would just have to be there.
So they only invite you during hurricane season.
Yeah, nobody else will go.
Yeah.
There you go. Super Beats. Richie drinks it. Victoria drinks it. Jennifer drinks it. I drink it every day. As a matter of fact, during the news at the top of the hour, I was making my smoothie with Super Beats and some various other things that go into the protein makeup with the fruit, and then I'm cutting up
chocolate chip cookies. some cheese you found in the back of his refrigerator.
I did have a piece of cheese, Richie, and I did have a chocolate chip cookie. I did do both of those things. You're very, very astute, or you've been around me too long, one or the other, or both of those things. But that didn't keep me from getting my circulation boosted.
Doesn't matter,
Right, doesn't make any difference. This is clinically proven, folks, to be the best thing you can possibly do to get blood all over your body. 800-655-4183. Get on the bandwagon. Get on the Super Beats program. 800-655-4183. Or you can buy them at DougLikesBeats.com. All right, in a moment, the television report, including an update on Chevy Chase and why he's trending on Twitter. It's 44 past the hour.
life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd, at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Sky Bowl, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
Backpacks are killing our kids' backs. Experts say kids shouldn't carry over 15% of their weight.
Stick to compact size supplies. Leave books at home. Print only what's needed for the day.
The cartridge-free Epson Expression EcoTank comes with enough ink for up to 2 years.
And shop office supply stores for the best deals.
At Staples, Dell laptops with 30 days of tech support start at $249.
And for under $150, D-Link's AC1900 XO Wi-Fi router keeps everyone connected.
And with the Sleep Number IQ Kids Bed, they'll be rested for school. All the new smartphones are launching this week. Which way to turn? Tech expert Suzanne Cantor lists the must-haves.
Not all smartphones are created equal. For videos and photos, the new LG V20 is cutting edge. No more bouncy, shaky videos, thanks to what they're calling SteadyRecord 2.0.
And the LG V20 is the world's first smartphone with wide-angle cameras on the front and back, so you can fit the whole beautiful Vista in a single frame.
And throw out those selfie sticks, because you can get even more friends in your selfies.
For more, go to lg.com/V20.
There was 57 channels and another 57 channels and another.
All right, talk, 47 after the hour. This is a talk and conversation program. And here to prove once again how good she is at doing that, Jennifer Horn. Actually, we're all sort of concerned and focused on Chevy Chase, who's gone back into rehab. 72 years old. Rehab, vacation movies Richie likes. A lot of us liked him on SNL. I thought he was good back when Fletch. SNL was actually funny.
I liked him until I really heard he was such an arrogant jerk.
Bad guy. Yeah.
I'm Jason, you're not.
All right, so he's in rehab, and this is not the first time it's happened.
He hasn't been to the 80s. He's calling this a tune-up.
Really?
For whatever that's worth. I don't know if they're giving him an oil change and a lube job while he's in there. I don't know.
It is denial. So Saturday night I was home. Football, I think there were 14 games. And the season hadn't even started. The football season officially starts this week, right? Mm-hmm. On television, the number of games on the television.
College is kicking in, yeah.
10 before the hour.
You'll be okay.
Who
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Still have a worthwhile purpose, and we're going to help you pick the best ones. I say we. I'm just facilitating for Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guides. We're going to have some tips from her as to how you can pick the best, the most efficient travel person to help you with your travel needs. That's coming right up here.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same-age friends? Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger!
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger!
Not so long ago, a single-parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
Oh, I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the chief psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But, Dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at DrBuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Today on App Check, Inspiro is an imagination stimulator and idea generator. For $3, this is not a big seller, but users really love it. Very creative. Inspiro.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide. Look at the Frommer's website. See all of these things in here. Fabulous places to go. So Pauline has written at Frommer's.com about how to find the right travel agent.
Well, you know, it sounds like an old-fashioned question, but 1 in 10 vacations are still booked by travel agents now. But you want to make sure you get the right travel agent. The fact about travel agents is a lot of them don't represent every single travel company. So you could go to an agent saying, I want a cruise from the Mediterranean, and they're going to say, oh, you got to take Cruise X because they represent Cruise X. They don't represent Y and Z. So you have to ask some hard questions. You have to ask, do you represent all the cruise lines? Or if Cruise X is better for you, then go with it because they may have a better deal. But you want to know that going in. You also want to see if they're affiliated with the American Society of Travel Agents, which is called ASTA. That is the major group for travel agents. They have codes of conduct. They have a $1 million guarantee for everybody who's in the group. So if your travel agency goes under or something goes wrong, you're going to get your money back with one of those agents. You also want to ask your friends. There's nothing better than a personal recommendation, but make sure that person has the same tastes and, more importantly, the same kind of budget that you do, because you don't want to walk into a travel agency saying, oh, Joe Schmo recommended me, and they think, oh, big spender, or, oh, boy, budget traveler. You want to make sure that you're on the same wavelength.
You suggest in your tips to try WendyPerrin.com, P-E-R-R-I-N. So this is somebody, she's a journalist. You're sending somebody on your website to another person's website. I find that interesting.
Yeah, Wendy Perrin for many years worked for Condé Nast Traveler. Unfortunately, like many travel journalists, they didn't decide to keep her on. But she, in that time, developed what was called the WOW list of really, really great specialists in different parts of the world. And she's now working with those travel agents. So if you want to go to, say, Italy, you go to WendyPerrin.com and you have great recommendations for people who only send travelers to Italy or to France or on African safaris. Now, the downside to Wendy's site is these are all luxury travel specialists. So if you're looking for a budget trip, it won't work. But for other types of travel, she's great.
Yep. All right. So check that out. But you can get all that information. Check out Pauline's. She's got a sort of a blog. It's a column at Frommer's.com where you find a former travel guide who's been doing this for a long, long time. They're very authentic. Thanks, Pauline.
Know about RVs? You've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.